Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to two on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks. Kyle, how much can you share about the level of accountability that you guys have to each other? And I don't even mean from a coaching staff or Joe or even Theo and Jed, but inside the clubhouse, how does that manifest itself in everyone trying to pull from the same end of the rope?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten so close, I think, just through our experiences over the last few years together. And it's just such a special culture kind of in this clubhouse. We're all brothers, we're all a family, and whenever somebody new comes in, I think they can feel that right away. They're just accepted, brought right into the group, and that's what we feed on, you know. So that's really where our heads are at going into the season, is lean on each other, be accountable for one another, be accountable for yourself, and everything starts and ends with the group of guys in this clubhouse. So we know it's all under our control, and we just need to go out there and play.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk. NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys today?
We are doing great, and it's Cubs Sox, so there's a lot of interest in baseball, but there's always interest in the Bears, and John Fox came out yesterday, and so did Damian Woody, but they were on the ESPN NFL show, and they said the Bears had the worst off season, and Foxy talked about the kicker situation and not fixing that. And I thought Damian Woody made an interesting point that Vic Fangio leaving was going to take a toll on the Bears, so they weren't going to be the great defense. They'd take a step back. Look, Mike, as we well know, they made a huge move in the offseason, and they gave up a lot of assets, a lot of money, and they didn't have a lot that they could do this offseason. I don't know that you would call it the worst offseason in the league, but it was almost a non-offseason given everything they had done previous.
Yeah, they took an advance on their 2019 offseason and the 2018 regular season. And if the one thing and if the only thing that John Fox can point to is the issue with the kicker, I'm not ready to indict the entire offseason over it. I mean, have they misplayed the kicker position in recent years, starting with the team getting rid of Robbie Gould while John Fox was the head coach? Yes. You have to value that position when you have a guy who can kick. But when you don't have a guy who can kick, you should be able to eventually find someone who can kick. It's just a matter of time, because there are more kickers out there than there are spots for them. It's just a question of getting the right guy at this point, because I think whoever has that job is going to be extra freaked out by all the pressure of being the Bears kicker because of the size of the narrative. But to say they've had the worst offseason in football for that one issue, I think, is a stretch.
My answer would have been the Giants, Mike. Odell Beckham Jr. gone, Landon Collins gone, and then I think Yankees fans would agree with me last night after booing Daniel Jones, the Duke quarterback who got booed apparently when he was introduced. That was something, huh?
Yeah, that's but you know what? Mitch Trubisky got booed. Remember the Bulls?
Oh, yeah, I was there. Ago? Yes, you're
now,
right.
Now, that was, they didn't realize he was there, right? It was right after he had been picked, and I think the fans initially thought it's just an acknowledgement of the Bears draft, and Trubisky's the guy they took, and everybody booed, and it's like, oh, wait, he's actually here. Maybe we shouldn't boo so loud. But for Jones, there's no mistaking it. He's at the game. He's put on the video board. He gets booed. But, you know, that's a kind of a New York thing. And Dave Gettleman, the GM of the Giants, said before the draft that they want a quarterback that has the mental makeup to deal with playing in New York, and this is part of what you got to deal with. They're going to boo you until you prove yourself. They're not going to give you the benefit of the doubt. There's not going to be a grace period. The honeymoon's over before it even begins. You have to get yourself in the good graces of the fan base by playing well when you finally get a chance to play.
We were talking earlier in the program about the fact that Josh McCown has retired, and certainly remember him coming from, what was he, coaching high school when he came to the Bears. His career was effectively over, and he was such a marvelous human. He nearly made Jay Cutler human, and he ended up having a career as a result of the coming to Chicago and sort of revitalizing things. It's extraordinary that at his age he managed to come in here, and he ended up putting up, Mike, I think the best quarterback rating in Bears history, which that tells you something. I don't know that it tells you how good he was. But he was a great backup and a really good guy. And, I mean, is it possible there's a more beloved teammate around the NFL? He's just a great guy.
You know, it's funny. Last week on PFT Live, we were trying to figure out who the popular quarterbacks are in the NFL. And the reality is, if you're successful, you end up becoming hated by the fans of the teams that you're beating. And Josh McCown would fall into the category of, you know, just a guy everybody likes because he hasn't had that success with his team where you end up resenting him like people resent Tom Brady, and he can just be a guy who is widely beloved. And I think he falls into that category. I mean, he played 17 years. I think he's destined to get into coaching at some point. And, yeah, I remember that 2013 Monday night game against the Cowboys.
Yep.
He was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And I can't remember what the injury to Jay Cutler was at the time, but that thing healed pretty damn fast after Josh McCown had that game against the Cowboys.
I think it was a bruised ego. you know, when you talk about prickly quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers may come to mind. He's not a guy that is always beloved by teammates. And I think people in Chicago might be enjoying the latest sort of saga with seems like Aaron Rodgers and new coach Matt LaFleur aren't on the same page in terms of audibles at the line of scrimmage. And Aaron Rodgers pointing out correctly, I might add, that that's such a big part of his game. And he does it as well, if not better, than anybody else in the league. You take that away from him, he's a different quarterback. How's this going to end?
Well, I don't know how it's going to end, but I don't like how it started because this isn't something that should be public. And you know, you could say, well, both guys got a chance to speak their piece, but they shouldn't be talking about this to Mike Silver or anyone else in the media. This is something they need to work out between themselves because it does come off as Aaron Rodgers basically making a power play. He's making $32.5 million a year. He's the guy. They're stuck with him. He can do whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. And this is going to be an ongoing issue. And I'm intrigued by the decision to hire Matt LaFleur when they know that that's how his offense works. They call two plays out of every huddle, and the quarterback is taught how to spot the criteria at the line of scrimmage that will make it go one way or the other as to which play you call. So even though you get to choose between one play or the other as the quarterback, they tell you what you're supposed to choose. You're supposed to know what to choose based upon how you see the alignment and other factors. So there isn't much freedom at all for Aaron Rodgers pre-snap, and he wants it. And the question is, how much do you give him? At what point do you give him too much? Where is the boundary? And I think that's the challenge. How much freedom do you give him between a guy who's being controlled like, you know, a character in the Madden game, and the coach is the kid with the joystick, all the way up to Peyton Manning, who basically did whatever he wanted? Where do you find that sweet spot? And I think that's what the Packers are trying to figure out right now. I'm surprised that we know about it. It's the kind of thing that we shouldn't know about.
It was interesting to hear Ben Roethlisberger effectively quote Warren Harding. I believe he was the man who invented the word normalcy. It used to be normality, but he said that things are quote unquote normalcy is kind of nice. So good for him.
Are we going to be saying strategery in 80 words? Like I didn't know that. That's good. That counts as my one thing I didn't know. It's kind of weird to hear Roethlisberger say that when he's one of the reasons why there wasn't normality or normalcy in recent years. You know, when you're calling out your teammates on the radio show that you refuse to quit doing because you want to give fans insult or whatever your stupid justification is. I mean, he likes to be able to get in a spot where he's comfortable and he says whatever he wants to say. And he has said a lot of things on that weekly interview with 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. It creates news. And I think a lot of times, you know, when he does call out a teammate, I don't even think he realizes he's doing it at the time, which makes it far more entertaining when he tries to put the toothpaste back in the tube. But he's one of the reasons why things haven't been normal in Pittsburgh. And, you know, the only reason it's close to normal is they've gotten rid of a couple of guys that he agitated the most with the things that he said.
You know, Mike, we're going to hear a lot of reports about XFL and tryouts, and we heard from Greg Gabriel, a guy here at the Score, and he's involved with the Washington team. Johnny Manziel wants in. What's the relationship going to be like between XFL players and teams and the NFL? The AAF, I mean, that started out strong. We thought that might be a developmental situation. Does the XFL have any greater chance of surviving?
Well, I don't – look, I hope that the XFL survives. I don't think it will, just because I don't think people want spring football. And I try to put myself in that fan mode, and I'm not interested in spring football. I'd be more interested in an alternate pro league that played on Tuesday and Wednesday night during football season. But here's an area where the XFL could get the NFL a little bit miffed. And this came out between the lines of the explanation that Commissioner Oliver Luck gave the other day regarding some lukewarm interest they have in Johnny Manziel. What I think they plan to do is target those guys who get cut at the quarterback position Labor Day weekend, third and fourth string guy on the roster is gone. I think the NFL is going to approach some of those guys and get them, get those guys to sign in September, commit in September, commit to not returning to the NFL when their phone rings because somebody's been injured or somebody stinks. And that could be the kind of thing that gets some NFL teams upset, because you're taking away that pool of ready, available talent of quarterbacks they're going to need. Those guys are going to be committed to the XFL, helping market, prepare, et cetera. So that's going to be the first test of the relationship between the XFL and the NFL, because I think the XFL is going to swipe maybe not just quarterbacks, but other players who would be available if the Bears need somebody. Hey, you know, I'm talking about, kicker, not that this will happen, but, you know, in theory, XFL signs a bunch of the kickers that get cut on Labor Day weekend, and the Bears don't have anybody to sign now because the XFL bottled them all up.
Mike, you know, every time there's a quarterback signed or every time there's a negotiation, we look at it through the prism of Mitchell Trubisky and how much will he cost if indeed he breaks through this year. And they've got some time on this one, but Dak Prescott, his agent, Todd France, was talking about $34 million a year, and I know it's a negotiation, Whoa. But what?
Well, and this is a prime example, guys, of how the new money analysis that agents love to use will drive up unreasonably the price tag that a guy is looking for. It makes it look unreasonable, because if you're going to pay Dak Prescott, let's say it's a five-year contract, and the new money average is $34 million. And the number you hear is always the new money average, because it's higher and it's more favorable to the agent and the player. But that equates to a five-year deal worth $27.6 million, given what he's already due to make this year. He's only making $2 million. So to get him to an average of $34 million a year on the final 4 years, that drives the average all 5 years to $27.6 million, which is reasonable. That's $100,000 a year more than Jimmy Garoppolo. He's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. It's $400,000 less per year than Kirk Cousins. He's better than Kirk Cousins. That's not an unreasonable ask. But it's because of that new money analysis that you hear $34 million. People say, oh, my God, we can't pay him $34 million. Well, no, you're not. You're paying him $27.6 because you're ripping up the last year of his current contract, which is grossly underpays him, and you're replacing it with a contract that's in line with the guys, you know, who have done what he's done.
Mike, thanks a ton.
Thanks, Mike.
As always.
Have a great week.
All right, take care, guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always a joy to talk to him.
These quarterback salaries are going out of control. Yeah. And when you talk about Dak Prescott, he makes very valid points, Mike Florio does, in explaining the contract and the situation. But when you think about what you're getting for what you're paying, this is a new era in NFL. Unbelievable.
Did I miss him winning the Super Bowl?
I know. That's the thing. He's not even a championship quarterback. At what point are we headed toward the next CBA having a separate salary cap for quarterbacks so it doesn't paralyze the rest of your roster?
It's ridiculous.
You've got 52 other guys to pay, Aaron.
He made that crap up.
I can hear that all day.
I love the idea of the Packers having to settle with Aaron Rodgers. They're stuck with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we had a great conversation, like we always do.
He made that crap up. All right, we're going to bring in Dan and Connor. They are out at the ballpark. There's nothing like fun at the old ballpark, and tonight will be a magical one, as will tomorrow, because all of our baseball eyes in this town
Cubbies
are on the Cubbies.
Wrigley Field.
White Sox.
Yep.
are on Cubbies. He didn't use the definite article.
The Cubbies.
No, he said Cubbies.
And the Soxies.
He just offered Cubbies need to. What?
Cubbies.
Yeah. All right, Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein here. Bernstein and McKnight coming up this morning at 9. We start with Transition with Mully and Haw. Steve Stone is going to join us at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40.
Plus, all day long, we're at Gallagher Way covering the Cubs and Sox thanks to our friends at Wintrust. That's Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-hour energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-hour tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local TA and Petro shopping centers.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here. When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need help getting to a short list of qualified candidates fast. And that's why you need Indeed.com. You post a job in minutes, you set up screener questions, and you zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. It's already May and summer is right around the corner. Homes are selling fast, and if you haven't found your dream home, just wait. Listings are coming onto market daily. But you better be prepared because they're selling fast. Get a leg up on your competition and get pre-approved in 5 minutes at TheHomeLoanExpert.com, where you'll get lower rates, more loan programs, and customer service that no one can match. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Napa know-how.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa conventional motor oil for just $11.99. That's a pretty unbelievable deal for a pretty unbelievable oil. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get your 5-quart jug of Napa conventional motor oil for only $11.99 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Limit 6 per customer. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Till War and Back is a podcast about 3 American warfighters.
Right before the helicopter crashed, but I almost went right back into, like, Marine mode.
We'll bring you to the front lines.
We were just slinging lead and rockets and tanks.
We'll hear what it was like when they came home.
From the first time I took that medication, I lost control of my life.
These are the unforgettable stories of 3 American combat vets. To War and Back. Coming June 10th. Subscribe for free now on the Radio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. If you're planning a trip to the beach, be sure to use sunscreen that is labeled reef-friendly to benefit marine wildlife. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it? Covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
One of the best players in baseball plays on one station.
3-2 wrapped on the ground left side. Baez gloves it, spins, throws, gets him. What a play by Baez.
Down to his knees is Baez. He'll throw to Rizzo, and they got him.
Baez drives one in the air to right field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone.
Hear Javi Baez and the Cubs in every game. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. A radio.com sports station.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're